This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. The United States began the new year topping more than 20 million coronavirus cases, according to data from the Johns Hopkins Coronavirus Resource Center. The U.S. continues to surpass other countries in COVID-19 numbers and accounts for nearly a quarter of the worldwide total, which now stands at more than 83.8 million people infected. The country also leads the world in coronavirus deaths. More than 347,000 Americans have died of the disease. U.S. health officials are working to vaccinate the population. The outgoing administration of President Donald Trump predicted in December that 20 million people would be inoculated by the end of 2020. But health officials say that only 2.8 million Americans have received their first dose of the vaccine. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention say just 12.4 million doses have been distributed nationally so far. The CDC has recommended the vaccines next be made available to frontline workers and people 75 and older. However, some states have set up different criteria for the order in which they will vaccinate residents. The top commander of Iran's paramilitary Revolutionary Guard says his country is fully prepared to respond to any military pressure from the U.S. His comments come amid heightened tensions between Tehran and Washington in the waning days of President Donald Trump's administration. The Iranian general spoke at a ceremony in Tehran ahead of the first anniversary of a U.S. drone strike in Baghdad that killed a top Iranian general. America recently conducted B-52 bombing flyovers and sent a nuclear submarine into the Persian Gulf in response to what Trump administration officials describe as the possibility of an Iranian attack on the anniversary of the death of that general, which is Sunday. This is VOA News. Civil society organizations and Cambodia's banned opposition party have called on the government to release detailed information about revenue it is earning from the petroleum industry days after the country struck oil. On Tuesday, Prime Minister Hun Sen announced on social media that Cambodia had extracted its first drop of crude oil from fields in the Gulf of Thailand and following 30 years of delays. The production, which began Monday, is the result of a joint venture between a Singapore company and the Cambodian government. In his announcement, Hun Sen called for the start of oil production a blessing for Cambodia and an important first step for the country towards building national capacity in the oil, gas, and energy industries. He said oil production would be a boon for Cambodia's economy from 2021 onwards, and that revenues from the sector would be used to improve education and health. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un marked the new year with a letter to the country's citizens and a visit to the tomb of his father and grandfather, state media KCNA reported. In the letter, Kim offered thanks to the people for having trusted and supported the ruling party, even in what he called difficult times, again, according to the state news agency. The North Korean leader had previously apologized for failing to fulfill promises of economic improvement and for the hardships citizens have endured as a result of international sanctions and strict measures aimed at preventing a coronavirus outbreak. North Korea has said it has no confirmed cases of the coronavirus, though officials in South Korea and the United States say that is unlikely. An Afghan official says unidentified gunmen have shot and killed a journalist and human rights activist in western Afghanistan. The journalist was the fifth reporter to be killed in the war-ravaged country in the past 2 months. A provincial spokesman says the journalist was on the road near the provincial capital of Ghore, returning home Friday to the city after visiting his family in a village nearby when gunmen opened fire at the vehicle. Others in the car were unharmed. No one immediately claimed responsibility for the shooting. India on Saturday staged nationwide drills to start one of the world's biggest coronavirus vaccination programs as the drug regulator prepared to approve the first vaccine. Government panel recommended emergency use of the vaccine made by AstraZeneca and Oxford University. The first injections could be given in the coming week after the Drugs Control Authority of India gives final approval. Via remote, Laurel Bowman, VOA News.